All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and world champion camel rider Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Strike up Freddie Mercury and Queen, please. We haven't played, and then
space.
Get
his face,
and then break number two. If we could just get Tina Turner, Simply the Best.
His face.
Oh God! I just kind of caught it in passing, and I was like, "What the hell was that?"
A world champion camel rider Barry Laminack. I love it. It's staying.
We're gonna hear about this for quite some time.
No, because yeah, we're humping to please on
I
this.
I would appreciate if you guys would refer to me as the champ or champ or the champion. That would be fine. And it's only going to be for 364 more days until I defend my title.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to get Palillo in that bad boy, and if he beats you...
He is lighter.
He is.
So his camel might be faster. But, so 364 more days of an intro like that. I'm excited. We're leaving it, right? That's a permanent...
No.
That's a permanent...
No. Who snuck that in there?
I was going to say, you went along with
happened.
This?
I don't
who
know what happened.
That? Who We're snuck not... that in there?
I'm We're sure not... you had something to do with this, Nicholas.
Well, they did tell me that the camo intro was in the system, so I guess if Michael Carroll was going to put the hard work of producing it.
I get that.
That was beautiful. That's how you start a show right there, but with your accolades.
The idea of me calling you a champ for 364 days is not going to happen, sir.
How about a week? A week? A week?
3 days. 48
Three
hours.
Days. I'll take it. Sold.
That's for you. You just Sold. Overcommitted. You just overcommitted. You
I'm just letting you know.
You just
You're
gave Bill O'Brien.
Champ
you
out
just
of him.
No. You just gave Bill O'Brien a 4-year extension
I'm
right
just
there.
Letting you
are
know.
The Texans right
I,
now.
I hope you I will I'm not answering you if you, you don't call me champ. This is gonna be
you,
a weird
You promised that too?
This is gonna be a weird show because I would like to be referred to as what I am, which is a champion. A world class world champion.
Okay.
Feels good to be a champion. Joel, you wouldn't know nothing about that.
I wouldn't.
It feels amazing.
Yeah, you obviously don't know me very well, but that's okay. Hey, here's the thing. What up, H-Town? Hey, how you doing? We're going to try and press the restart. It's Barry. It's Nick. It's Joel. It's The Usual Suspects. We're here on a Tuesday. Beautiful sun shining through the clouds. Everything's right in the world.
Feels good out there. It's nice and brisk. I went for a jog. I found my perfect running song. I don't know. Do you have a perfect running song?
No, I've got playlists and certain, you know, songs that I've had for a long time, certain songs that I think, you know, can get me going a little bit.
Right.
But you had one song?
One song. It's the perfect cadence.
Tempo.
Like beat. Yeah. And I run right on the beat and it keeps me at the perfect pace.
For your gait?
My gait, yes. Mm-hmm. It's Bia Bia.
Boom, boom, boom.
Nope. Nope. It's Bia Bia by Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys. That okay. is the perfect song to run
That's
to.
That's a good all-around workout song, I
it
would
is.
Imagine.
It gets you kind of crunk and hype and whatever the kids are saying. Lit. I don't
yeah,
know.
Lit, yeah.
Extra.
Keep
lit.
Going.
Extra.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It makes you petty. No, I don't know. That's not. But, dude, that's like, it came on while I was running, and I started getting to the beat, and I was like, wow, it made me actually run faster.
Did you just repeat
and,
it?
No, I finished. It came on at the end, so it was like a perfect finish for my run.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm trying to keep up with you, man. I'm trying to stay fit and
so
do
last
this usual
night,
suspects weight loss yep, challenge.
That's all. See, I always knew you're more of a runner than you say, and you lead on. So I know that you want to be in that slow group, but you're going to end up being, like, wind resistant by the time we do this thing. But because the thing is, I hate the treadmill. I like running outside.
Right.
Where I can just go as far. And then I'll go back with the car and try and figure out how long I went, and, you know, how many miles I did. Otherwise, I just want to go and get it out of the way, and I do it by time. That's why I figured it out. I can't watch the news and run on the treadmill because the clock is in the corner, and I'm staring at it the whole time.
Yep.
Like, how many more minutes do I got to be on this damn piece of equipment? Last night, I did it again. I set the first quarter of the Rockets game. I got on right before intros, and I said, I'm staying on till the end of the first quarter. Damn all those stupid late timeouts, by the way, because I stayed on later than I wanted to. But I got a towel over the screen. I'm not looking at it. I'm just watching. And then the minute the buzzer goes off, I take the towel off and I realize I did 4 miles in 28 and a half minutes. And
that's
I'm like, 4 miles, I'm done. Thank you, Lord. Not a minute more am I getting on this thing.
Yeah, so 7 minute mile, huh?
No, it was definitely slower than that. So I would say it was 28 and a half, 29. So, you know, in around 29
that's about 7:10 a mile or 7:20 a mile.
Am I saying that right?
7:14, 21, 28.
No, I did 4 miles and it was a little less than, it was like 9.5 minute miles. So I definitely.
That's 36.
So I was on 36.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I was like, damn, 7 minute miles.
I was like, my cell phone should be blowing up right now because that's what Lisa runs, less than seven. I'm not doing that.
No.
No, it was like 9.5, but I was pleased. I got 4 miles in. That's all. I can't do it for like you said, put me in the fast group. I'm not trying to run distances for speed.
Yeah, but you're faster than me.
No, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, you've run
on the treadmill, though, man. I can't. I'm just too tempted to jump off.
I feel like I'm cheating on the treadmill because they always say that even though I'll put on an incline and all that, but I still feel like I'm cheating. I feel like it's harder to run just out in you know, on concrete or pavement or dirt or whatever, even at a track. I feel like I'm getting a bit of an assist, and that may not even be the case if you get the right incline going and the right speed, but I do it, especially on the road. Like, if I'm in a hotel, I'll use their treadmills. Right. I don't have to leave.
Yep.
But
on the road, it depends on the weather. That's how I like to see a new city. Like, when I was traveling with the Rockets, as long as the weather was cool, I just put my tunes on and hit the road and go, okay, you know, I'd ask the valet, like, what neighborhood do I need to really be careful about? But other than that, that's how you get to see this run through the downtown, see the buildings, see some of the sites. Philadelphia was awesome for that, to see all the different, like, the Rocky sculpture, the Liberty Bell, Independence Hall, some of those things. Yeah. I only do treadmill when I have to.
Yeah.
Like, last night,
why did you do it? Because of the weather? Or?
No, last night I got home, and I took Taylor wanted to go to the park. So I took Taylor to the park, and she wanted to stay, long. And so anytime your kid wants to play and hang out, you know, we get back home, and then I'm looking, it's already dark out, and the path I run isn't lit. So I was just like, I'm just going to put the treadmill on and do it for the Rockets game, and that got me through.
That's good. See, we had an elliptical, and here's the problem. Like, do you guys have a good treadmill, like a fancy treadmill?
Yeah, she got one of those.
Couple grand.
What is it's the Nordic track that can incline, but also can be a regular treadmill.
Well, you know, I go to Academy and get the cheapest thing that they have, and that's always a bad thing to do because it pisses my wife off. Because about every 5 years, we go through a health phase or, you know, a fitness phase where we go out and buy equipment. And so the first time I bought a manual treadmill.
I was just going to say that. The self-propelled one?
Yeah, and it did. No, like, it just.
They're the worst.
Oh, and she ran on it one time, and she was like, nope. And I was like, well, I can do that. And I ran it like 5 times. And then it sat there collecting laundry for 4 years until I gave it away. Then I went out and bought another treadmill that had like, it was electric. It was powered, but it was so cheap that it made all kinds of noise and the belt would slip while you were running.
Belt would smell like burnt rubber and stuff.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. So then I got rid of that and bought an elliptical machine and thought I spent enough money to get a nice one. And it sounds like an old ocean liner. It's all creaky and squeaky. It's just, so we never use it because you can't hear yourself. You can't hear the music. You can't hear the TV because it's so loud. So yeah. I was just like, I just go run. And she just decided she's not working out. She don't care.
Damn the guy who made self-propelled treadmills, by the way, because when I was a kid in an academy, I flew off that thing.
Did you? You ate it?
For like maybe 15, 20 feet.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Just spun and rolled for like 10, 15 feet. My mom thought it was funny, too.
What happened? Did you, like, catch your foot? Or
I didn't know where the brake was because it was self-propelled. Dude, those were not designed right. I ran so fast and I couldn't slow it down. And I didn't know how to slow it down. And the belt just threw.
Let go?
I was like 35 pounds, dude. I flew. I flew.
Can't you just grab the side, like, the handle thing and just hit the outside edge real quick so you don't go flying?
Dude, it was a bear. My mom, as soon as my mom knew I was okay, she thought it was hilarious.
Lisa does the psychotic stuff where she keeps the treadmill going at a really, really fast rate.
Yeah.
And then hits the edges to take a quick breath.
Right.
Just puts her feet back on. And keeps, I'm like, how the hell do you do that?
Yeah, you just jump up, right? And then she puts the feet out, and then you just got to get back on it. Yeah.
You saw.
That's talent. That's skill.
Yeah, and I ain't got it because you saw Chris Dunn of the Bulls last week when he landed on his face.
No,
after
he ate
the dunk.
It.
And lost teeth and everything. That's what it would be like if I tried to get on a moving treadmill.
Really?
With the belt going.
Yeah. Oh, so are you the guy that runs with the little pull-out stop thing attached to you in case you do fall?
No.
No? Okay.
No. Look.
There it is. Don't make me run.
Now, let me ask you
it's
this.
It's a great running song.
Will you run 2 days in a row?
I did. I ran Monday and ran today, and I'll run tomorrow, especially since I'll be in San Antonio with the hills.
Yeah.
I may only run like once or twice there.
My knees participate better like every other day and find a different kind of cardio in between is what I got to do.
It depends on, how focused. And here's why I ran today, if truth be told, and I know we got to go, but I did so good. Yesterday I had 2 eggs, 2 turkey sausages, and a banana for breakfast. I had my healthy gourmet meal for lunch. You guys saw it. It was the lasagna. It was delicious. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm in it. Like, I'm barely on any calories. I ran in the morning. I'm so in it. I'm going to go home. I'm going to have a healthy gourmet dinner. I'm going to be set. And then on the way home, my wife calls and goes, hey, raw meat at my mom's for church's chicken. I was like, I'll be there. And then I just ate like 9 pieces of chicken and mac and cheese and potatoes and biscuits. And
did you weigh in?
Yeah, I was over 2 pounds more than I was in the morning. Yeah.
Man.
I was almost 195.
You fell.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I went like that.
I went big boy fat mode.
Oh, I mean, you go big or you go home.
Yeah. So I had to run this morning.
I had to run
all that chicken off.
I hear you.
It was delicious, too.
All right. You know how the show goes. We're just getting started. So if you want to be a part of the show, it's why we call you the usual suspects, why the show is called the same thing. 713-780-3776 so you can partake. That's the HR&P listener line. You can call. You can text. Or you can hit us on Twitter where it's at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Looking forward to having you along for the ride till 4 right here on ESPN 97.5. And my boys got raspy because
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects with the champ here, self-proclaimed, as well as Nick and myself as we continue to roll on with hour number one of the big show. If you missed it, well, you didn't miss much in the first segment, but you are missing it if you're not a usual suspect and you don't know what's up with this weight loss challenge because we have been kicking ass, taking names, and I keep checking in on the Usual Suspects weight loss page on Facebook. Chris Householder has been fantastic.
Yeah, he's the champ. He's the real champ.
He is. He is the people's champ, leader in the clubhouse to this point. And he has been leading the charge with everything, and I see that he dropped over 5 pounds last week.
Damn, in a week? That's fantastic, badass.
I know Dre lost at least 3, Dre on 290. But everybody that's participating is posting. They're showing everything. Mike from Pick Me, Get Me has been fantastic about staying dedicated to it and also posting some of the food options and other things. So I'm proud of you guys, man. And by the way, we talked about it yesterday, about those cauliflower wings that were substitutes for chicken wings.
Uh-huh.
Chris made sure to reach out and say, they are not fried. They were not fried at all. He did a certain kind of a breading coating, and then you just cook it in a pan. But they're not fried and not deep fried. So that was important, and he wanted to make sure I got that, which is good information because when you look at it, literally, if you just go on appearance, they look healthy,
mm-hmm.
and they look – I mean, I'm sorry. They look fried. They look yummy because they look fried, and they look like wings. But, you know, as long as they taste
decent. He swears that they were good.
And speaking of good, by the way,
mm-hmm.
Terry and Luis stopped in today from Snap Kitchen, and they brought us some meals.
Yeah, good to meet those guys.
Yeah, great dudes.
Nice dudes.
Luis is like the most loyal listener, one of the loyal. He says he listens to us every single day, and I believe him. But he was just a genuinely good dude, and they brought us some of these Snap Kitchen meals. If you've been looking for an alternative to MyFitFoods, this is where it's at. These guys
Snap
are
Kitchen.
Great. Yeah,
Snap I mean, Luis came stuff. In and when he called, I didn't think he would come in, and he kept his word, and he seems like such a genuine dude. He showed us pictures of, when
dude,
he was
his
like
before and after were crazy.
Unreal.
He was 285 pounds, I believe.
No, he said 230.
Or 235. My bad.
Yeah.
And then now he's what? He didn't look anywhere close to 230 right now.
180, 185, I think he said.
And he said his goal is 165, yeah. So he's 185 because he's got 20 pounds to go.
He's on the Barry plan.
Yeah, so he's got 20 pounds to go.
He's got to get into that dress before prom season.
Yeah, but if you talk about a guy that's genuine about, you know, losing weight through the portion size process, Snap Kitchen is another option. I think it's a 4 or 5 day shelf life on most of the meals except for the seafood meals. I think it's 3 to 4. You put it in for, I think, 90 seconds. And I had the oven-baked chicken with the turnip mash. It was
chicken
fantastic.
Chicken tenders. Yeah. Chicken tenders. So if you like chicken nuggets,
yep.
This is the alternative, the healthy version. So, yeah, good stuff. And they can do meal plans. Really neat guys, too. So that was fun. A very pleasant surprise. Didn't expect to see those guys today, but it was great. So we got that, yeah. So, and by the way, check out the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge on Facebook. That's where everybody keeps posting all their pictures and tips and things like that.
Somebody texted this. Maybe you guys know, because, Nick, you're especially more plugged in by being at the Rockets all the time and whatnot. Well, that wasn't a shot.
Yeah, that was a shot for sure.
Yeah, it no, it was
for
not.
Sure. Thank you,
it's
Nick.
A question. Somebody texted and said Kawhi to Indiana. What? Have you heard? Have either of you heard anything about that?
So here's what I know.
No.
Here's what I know. He's definitely unhappy.
I know he's unhappy. That's been established.
Well, but when you talk to people that work with around the league and with teams, they have said that he's frustrated because he's not quite sure what's going on with his injuries and the fact that a new one popped up in the shoulder, but that he wasn't sure how everything was treated. That it took so long. Even Pop, remember, was making comments about we're way past schedule for getting him back. I think he's frustrated with that too, but I think it's caused kind of a rift, even though they don't want to admit it. They're making a huge mistake if they unload him without at least trying to. After this year, he can be supermaxed.
So you haven't heard anything to that regard, though. Neither of them.
Not to the Pacers, but okay. I've heard that he wants them to explore moving him.
But I saw a thing last night that said that out of his camp that none of that's true. That it's not true.
Kawhi's camp?
Yeah.
See, I heard people that
Kawhi's camp is going to have to say something like that.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily mean that it's true or that it's not true, but if it's coming out of Kawhi's camp, obviously they're going to have to protect his interests, and they're not going to, you know, if it is real, that's not something you reveal right now because, you know, obviously he's part of the Spurs, Greg Popovich, a winning team.
Leonard's uncle, Dennis Robertson, quote, "There is nothing true to that story. Kawhi's camp and the Spurs are how they've always been, doing the right thing for the team and the right thing for Kawhi."
And
certainly a biased person to ask, his uncle.
Uncle's his agent now.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, he fired his agent about a year ago hired his uncle.
An unrelated agent, an agent that's not his family member would be a biased person.
But here's the thing. As opposed to sources say Kawhi is unhappy. Well, what is sources? We've seen how that's gone in the past with any member of the media just throwing something out there.
Woj just reported, the reason why we all thought that Chris Paul, James Harden, Trevor Ariza, Gerald Green marched into the Clippers locker room is because Woj reported, according to sources. The reason why we thought Clint Capella was the one knocking on the door is because Woj reported it. And then 2 days later, what does he do? He reports another report saying, oh, it wasn't Clint Capella. It was Tarik Black. Oh, by the way, Chris Paul and James Harden weren't marching into the locker room.
They were peacemakers.
They were peacemakers. This happens all the time.
That's what I'm saying. The fact is that I've not seen anything concrete that said anything other than sources say Kawhi is unhappy. But you've got his uncle coming out and saying that's just not true. So that's why I mean,
it's
difficult to decipher on either side for sure.
And again, you're right. You've got a credible name to put with it. That's a guy that's close to Kawhi. But the other thing, and again. Look, for as much as Woj gets out there, Nick, you're right. That guy doesn't get scrutinized enough when he's wrong, right? Because that's a bad look that Capella was on NBA TV last night after the game doing the live talk back and said, yeah, I don't even know where that came from. I wasn't even close. He goes, when people told me about it, I was still in the locker room showering. So, yeah, that's the crazy thing. But just like we talked about with agents too, agents will call Woj just like general managers will plant stories, just like the Jason Kidd story. The reason why Adetokounmpo knew before Jason Kidd knew he was getting fired was because they went to their best player trying to see to get a pulse for what he thought about what was going on. Didn't expect the player cares enough. He's going to call the coach directly and go, this is what they're telling me. This is what might happen. Agents do the same thing. And on the flip side, the writer is going to do that. They have their contacts, who they believe their sources to be legit, and they don't want to put them out there. But you're right. You know, at least from a credible standpoint, you got a guy who's as close to Kawhi as anybody.
Yeah.
Because the people I know, and I know tons of people across the league that are on top of these teams, they didn't give me like potential trade scenarios because the Spurs obviously don't want to get rid of him. It's just that he's unhappy right now.
Okay.
And that can change. You know, people just like in a relationship.
I mean, Olajuwon was unhappy with the Rockets at one point, right?
That's why he went to Toronto, right?
No, that was no,
it happened.
Yeah, he was unhappy several different times with the
LaMarcus
Rockets.
Aldridge wasn't happy all last year, and he played like it, and he pouted. And then once he had his little one-on-one with Pop, and he realized he was going to be more a focal point of the team because Kawhi's out, next thing you know, he's a happy camper again. And
he
averaging,
requested a trade, and he didn't get one.
Right, and he's averaging 27 points a game or whatever it is when Kawhi's out. So, you know, these guys, everybody's... It's like I said on Raheel and Dell earlier, they had me stop in for a segment.
Oh, you fancy? No, they crosstalk.
They called me in because it was a topic that they like this to talk about. And the big thing is, this is like a high school lunchroom or a study hall now. Mm-hmm. Everybody gossips with everybody. Bill O'Brien's agent, are you kidding me if you don't think that he didn't call Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter and say, hey, you do realize if Belichick goes, Bill's first in line. And if he doesn't, and if the Texans let him go, the Giants are going to make him their number one candidate. Just so that the Texans would jump on trying to sign that extension and get him and not fire him. That's the way agents work. That's how they get paid.
Yeah, that's silly.
But it works. It's effective in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I mean, when McHale told me when he got let go, between the building and his car, he had 100 and some text messages because people knew before he even went into the meeting that he was going to be let go. And he's like, and there's only one person or people that could have let the cat out of the bag because I sure as hell didn't know.
Wow.
So you figure it out.
That sucks.
Yeah. But again, on the flip side, they expect Woj and other guys to do them favors later on. They got enough sources. They don't need to be doing anybody any favors. So, all right, so we got the first half hour out of the way of the show, but no Charlie today, which means more talk and time for you guys. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us up. Let us know what's on your mind. Get it off your chest. We may kick it around for a while on a segment or two. It's the usual suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the first hour of The Usual Suspects. It's Nick, Barry, and Joel, and of course you, as you guys keep us tuned in, and we hopefully keep you turned on until you turn on to the Blitz.
Whoa, whoa,
how about that?
Whoa.
Hey, how you doing? All righty. Hey, I was wondering, you know, I was just checking social media.
Don't you do it, you son
of a... Has anybody seen the fact that Gerald Green didn't play for the Rockets last
year? Oh, you dirty bee.
I wanted to ask you guys.
Let's tell people what we're talking about first.
Yeah, so in case you're wondering, because somehow through nativity or just not being as connected as you should be or just not listening to the podcast when you miss portions of the show, Barry has seen and is full aware, and we have talked about the comedian that got attacked on stage.
I mean, like, everybody keeps tagging me, which I appreciate because I would if I didn't know about it, but this is one of those ones that was everywhere. It was on all the news websites. It was everywhere. So, of course, I've seen it by now.
I hadn't seen it till you started talking about it. So, last night when someone sent us the 56th version of the link to it, I watched it, and I was like,
I told you,
this guy goes off. And the crazy thing, as I said to you as we were getting ready for the show, he just walked right out of the club. No security, nothing.
Police were still looking for him as of yesterday. They hadn't caught him yet. But Steve Brown held his own, like I said. But everyone keeps asking me the same question. What would you do? How would you handle that? And I can tell you that I've never had anyone rush this. I mean, I've had people heckle and stuff like that, but I've never had anyone rush the stage. But I've always thought about it for some reason because, listen, at a comedy show, you can say something that... And people are drunk. That's the main thing. People are drunk, And if you say something that upsets somebody, they may come at you. And it's happened plenty of times in comedy. This isn't the first time. It's just one of the ones that was, it looked worse and it was on video. But I've thought about it. And my, I think the first thing I would do is take the mic stand or grab the mic stand and almost use it to just push them back because it's got the big metal base on it. Yeah, just to push them back. I think that the stool would come into play just as a defense mechanism because you can't, you go ahead and punch me.
But old boy got both of them first.
Well, that's the thing. You don't know how quick he jumped up there, though, because it wasn't at the beginning, and he may not have been looking. He may have looked away, because when I'm on stage, I'm going left and right, and there's blind spots.
Working the crowd, right?
Yeah, there's blind spots, so you don't know how that went down, but I'm definitely using the two things on the stage that I have. But I'll tell you this, I don't know if he would ever want me to give his name out, so I won't, but there was a comedian here that was doing an open mic at a place called Fat Boys, which is off of 59, I think, and this guy started talking mess. And then the comedian started clapping back, and they were going back and forth. And the guy rushed the stage and swung. And the comedian just, poop, just punched him right dead off in the face. And then and I think he even hit him with the microphone and ended up breaking the dude's arm that rushed the stage.
Yeah.
Lawsuit?
Nope, because he rushed the stage. He should have stayed in his seat. So nothing happened.
Like if you got video, except, that's the key too. Having video of it, so you got video evidence built in.
But it happens. But I mean,
I know there's a cost probably associated with this, and I'm assuming
security.
There they
is.
Don't do that.
A you lot don't put of some it big depends. Guy up front? I've worked clubs that have security, like El Paso has security in Dorman.
But right in front of the stand-up comedian, though.
Oh no, no, no!
Like
they won't
Verizon
do that.
Verizon Wireless can pay an off-duty HPD. You would think a comedy club can get an off-duty
just one
HPD,
dude to stand
right?
up front, not in a distracting manner, and someone says anything, he's like, hey, man, you need to shut up now.
So, like, I know, like, the loony bins, for example, that I worked, like, when I was in Oklahoma City, there was this dude who kept heckling and talking, and they've got three guys that's all they do mm-hmm. is walk the room. And if you say a word, they're on you. They're like, hey, you need to be quiet.
I think that's a fantastic idea. Does that
work? You need to be quiet. Oh, yeah. 90% of the time, everybody shuts up. And these are a couple of them are big dudes, too. And then this one guy said something. He goes, hey, I don't need any lip. Either you can shut up or you can leave. And that was it. The dude never said another word the rest of the night. That's how you have to shut it down. Yeah. But if the comedian has to say something, it's not going to work because now they want to prove to their friends how funny they are and that they're funnier than the comedian, even though they're at a disadvantage because they don't have a microphone.
But they've seen the deal, too. Whether it be on TV or they otherwise, they know that sometimes comedians partake and they can be part of the deal.
Yeah, but there are clubs that don't have any type of security, man. That the only security is maybe one manager on duty, and most of those guys can't fight.
Yeah, and in this day and age, that's why I was saying, if you get the off-duty HPD that wears the uniform, that's enough to shut most people down anyway, because you either got to be really big, like a big bouncer dude,
yeah,
or if you're wearing a uniform that looks like HPD or looks official, not many people are going to screw with that.
No, and there's kind of an unwritten rule that I mentioned yesterday with between us comics, and I've had to do this before, like when the chick that threw the glass at Rob Mungle on stage, I grabbed her and escorted her out along with another guy. And that's just kind of how we do. Like, there was a fight. One guy was doing a really funny joke, but it's he basically compares three religions. So he makes fun, and he's a Muslim, and he makes fun of the Muslim religion. He makes Islam, and then he makes fun of Judaism, and then he makes fun of Christianity. When he got to Christianity, some dude that was drunk got mad and rushed the stage. Four other comedians tackled the dude and beat the crap out of him and escorted him out. But that's how you should do it.
Yes.
But in this video with Steve Brown, everyone watched. I'm like, oh, Steve Brown's a headliner. Because my first thought is, where's the feature at? Because I know if that was me, I would have gone to the stage as a feature. Because that's your, I mean. Because
you'd expect and want that from somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
No, I get that. Because the thing is, you don't want it to be like the old Roadhouse or like, no. You don't want chicken wire up or some plexiglass or, you know, some foul ball netting. So if you want to prevent that, then step up so that you can prevent idiots. Because in this day and age, with everything that's going on,
dude,
you need security in those clubs.
Yeah, it's crazy. It can get wild, especially when there's alcohol involved. Anytime there's alcohol involved, it can get nuts.
So. I believe it.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know, Nick, if I'm right on this, but if this is El Jefe, otherwise known as Josh when he calls, I know it's normally what he wants to speak about, which is the Spurs and Kawhi. Josh, what's up?
Sports, guys. How's it going?
Well, that's the wrong show, Manny. What's up?
Oh, my bad. Oh, did you guys know y'all don't have the shortest wait times in the sports industry.
Which is why we gave up the moniker. We're honest with ourselves when we know that people have to wait.
I thought this was the Real Endell Show.
No, people listen to us, so we can't get to them right away. We can't get to them right away because we have a higher caller volume and a lot more things to get to.
I like it.
But yeah, I want to, from what I understand from reading about the whole Kawhi thing, he had that injury with the Rockets, like the ankle injury or something. And
Time out. Against the Rockets, you mean?
In the playoffs, yeah, against the Rockets. Okay. And so the Spurs had their way that they wanted him to like go to rehab and all that stuff. And he didn't, I guess he just didn't want to go through with that, whatever they were wanting him to do. So he went to get a second opinion. He did his own form of rehab, and then he got the quad injury against Golden State in Game 1. And I think the Spurs were upset because they felt like if he would have just gone by what they did, he wouldn't have had that injury, and the Golden State Warriors series wouldn't have come out the way it did. But I think that's where the whole issue started from.
That might be a stretch, by the way.
As far as just going against him and what he did and how he went about his rehab instead of going their route.
Manny, tell Sophia Vergara we said hi, but we do appreciate the insight.
Absolutely. Hey, one more thing.
Yes, sir.
Barry, what are your thoughts on Monique being the most, the most credited or awarded comic in history?
Yeah, I'm not buying that. You know, the thing is with that, and if you guys don't know, she was offered, $200,000 to do a special for Netflix, and she wants millions and millions of dollars. The thing is if you look at, like, her social media following and all these things, I'm not discounting what she's done as a comedian because she's done a lot of great things. But you just don't to think that you're in the class of guys like Chappelle and not even a man or a woman thing. You know, Amy Schumer got a lot of money, and she probably didn't deserve that. But I think I wouldn't knock Monique if she could get the money, but don't be mad if you can't, because you don't have the kind of pull that a Dave Chappelle or a Jerry Seinfeld or Ellen, any of those that do that, they're going to get a lot more money. Because they have the clout behind them.
The star power kind
of thing. Yeah. I mean, if I asked you to name your favorite Monique bit,
anybody?
Yeah, but if I asked you to name your favorite Chappelle bit, most people are going to have at least one joke of his. That's where, you know.
Nick thinks she's hot, but he can't name the bit, to be honest.
Never came out of my mouth, sir. Stop. Stop it.
But I wouldn't knock her for getting the money, and I wouldn't be like, oh, she doesn't deserve it.
Right.
But I just think you have to, and my friend Kiki said it best, if you think you're worth that, then go out and make your own special for that money and see if you're scared to do that, then that lets you know right there what your real worth is.
Yeah, no doubt. And does this, if El Jefe is right, does this not have all of the screaming elements of Tom Brady and his trainer and what could be a very bad ending again?
That's a good point. It kind of does. It's got a feeling of like there's the team and the star are just in two different paths, two different wavelengths. I hope that's not the case. As much as I, you know, knock and bag on the Spurs, I respect the hell out of that organization.
You have to, and here's the guy.
I respect the hell out of what everybody there does. So I wouldn't want to see that for them.
I respect Kawhi Leonard because he's one of those quiet superstars.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the public attention. He doesn't like, you know, all the media hype and the cameras always on him. He just goes out and takes care of business. And I'd hate to see that, you know, this turns in an evil direction like that, because the one thing that you find out more and more when you get to guys that get to kind of what you're talking about with Monique too, when you get to a certain level of that star power, part of the deal now is you got to have your own private security guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got to be having the same kind of access and passes that everybody else does. And you got to have, you know, your own people. And sometimes that means your own trainers. And that's where you're going to butt heads.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, that's not going to end well, because the team's not going to back down because they hired these people for a reason. And you're going to probably stay loyal to whether you have a business interest with them or not, if you believe in them. And that's where it's going to be tough to get that delicate balance. And the team's first course of action is you're not traveling with the team. You're not on the charters.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in our hotels unless you buy your own room. You're not in the locker room. You're not in the training room. And if you have any questions about that, see Isaiah Thomas with the Boston Celtics. Because, by the way, at the end of the year, after this hip injury popped up, their entire medical staff that was dealing with Isaiah Thomas trying to diagnose that thing until it got to the point of surgery has been let go.
And probably so. Everybody else that doesn't do their job effectively or correctly gets let go.
So that's what I'm saying. So if you're a team employee, you know how essential it is that not only do you get it right, but that you're left to do all the treatment
to do your
so
job.
That it does, yeah, to yeah. do it well. And if someone's intruding and saying, if I tell you, Barry, in order on your rehab, don't do any stretching for a week.
And just, someone else just telling do the me things to stretch.
I do. Yeah, and when you go home at night, you go to your trainer, and your trainer says, Barry, we're going to stretch for about 25 minutes. Then we're going to... That can be a huge problem.
And I feel I don't want that to happen. I'm using Tom Brady as the example since you brought it up. It's one of those things, and maybe I'm being petty. I don't know. But I hear what's going on in the Patriots locker room and behind closed doors. And then I hear this with the Spurs. And I really have two different attitudes because I respect the organization. I respect both players. I respect Tom Brady. I respect Kawhi Leonard. But I don't respect the Patriots organization. And I think that's why I'm like, eh. I hope they implode, whatever. But with the Spurs, you hope that they can figure it out because they are a class organization.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Look, and they were our arch rivals for all the years that I was with the Rockets, and you can't hate on a team that has a bunch of really good dudes that aren't Bill Belichick at the podium or Tom Brady, like when the cameras are on him, when he's got a glove on and he's ticked off and cussing, and then all the different gates, deflate gates and the video, all that stuff. You're right. If you're not in the New England area or originally from there and somewhere else in the country, everybody's already saying it. For the Super Bowl, if they don't have a real interest in the game, they're pulling for the Eagles more times than not because they hate the Patriots in the Patriots' way. It's not that way with San Antonio, although I get it. It's an in-state rivalry here.
Yeah.
You got to respect what they've done.
I'm torn. I don't know who I'm going to root for. I probably won't root for anyone in the Super Bowl. Are you going to have a team that you're going for?
I lean underdog anyway, but
I think
again,
most people do, right?
Yeah, but for this instance,
front runners,
again,
but don't you I feel don't like mind. Most people, if you don't have a rooting interest, are going to root for whoever the underdog
especially
is?
Especially when they're playing the Patriots.
I was going to say, because the main thing to me was you win a couple, cool, but I don't want them to be hoarding everything.
But
here's
the thing. Can you really root for Philly with the way the fans have acted? And
well,
the
that's the only drawback to me because I was all about the full story after Wentz. We had Wentz on Radio Row. What a great dude. I'm all Philly till I saw the fans, and I'm like, God.
I almost want to root for the Patriots now.
I can't do that.
Because I know people hate Bill Belichick, but ask anyone outside of football about the kind of man that he is, and everyone to a person has said he's a great dude.
Closest thing I've ever seen
he's
to
just
getting to know the real
football.
Bill Belichick was the NFL Network did a three-part series on him away from football and kind of in his office, and it was the first chance I got to humanize Bill Belichick as a dude.
But everybody says he's a great dude, so I don't know. I'm going to be torn.
I retweeted a video that Barstool Sports put up about this Eagles fan just acting like an absolute idiot towards this Vikings fan, and he was just yell like he just sounded like a complete idiot.
Yeah.
You should check it out on the producer, Nick. If I'm a Vikings fan and I might be going to the Super Bowl, oh, I'd be so upset right now.
I'm going to see this. It's not going to surprise me, though, I'm sure.
No, you're right, though. The one drawback I got with anything Philly and this storyline going into the Super Bowl is their fans. Really disappointed.
Right.
All right, almost one in the books, but we've got one segment to go in the first hour, and then we'll continue to roll on from there. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, give us a ring. Or send us a text or send us a tweet. 713-780-3776 is that HR&P listener line to call and text or hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and world champion camel rider Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You're going to keep playing that?
You're damn right he is. For 364 more days.
No, it ain't going to be that long. Yep. I just saw the rejoin, so I figured I'd throw you a bone.
That's right.
It ain't going to be 364 days. Don't worry, Joel. I know you're not happy with it.
I have a vote as well.
No, you do not. Yeah, you do. But
yeah,
there's three people in the room.
I'm one-third of this team.
Yeah.
He's got a vote. It doesn't vote. Count.
I'm sorry?
Two votes to one, sir.
Oh, so this time you're going to take his side. Okay.
About damn time.
Okay. Well, I'm just
I'm with that.
I'm just saying we could play it this show.
That's it.
And then never play it again.
I'm with you.
But you know how much I had to pay for that?
Yeah, not really. No.
It cost me a lot of money to have the ESPN guy customize that for
me.
Yeah,
you picked up the phone, called him, sent him a check.
Yeah, I did. I PayPal'd him. I Venmo'd him. I sent him some money.
Whatever. Didn't even know what that was until a few weeks ago.
Venmo?
Yeah.
God, I thought you were the hip one on this show.
No, apparently I'm not.
No. That's me, obviously.
Someone asked me to borrow $10, and he's like, I can Venmo it to it. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, sir?
Do you know what Venmo is, Joel?
No.
He's like, no.
No.
It's a way to exchange money.
Oh, yes, I do, because like there's Bitcoin. A restaurant that was on the news Bitcoin. That said that they no longer take cash.
It's Venmo only?
Yeah.
Or PayPal?
Or credit card.
Do they take Bitcoin?
No, I don't know. I didn't stay up and watch the story. I just saw the preview for it. That they only take credit cards or Venmo.
Nice.
Smart.
Is that smart?
Yeah, I'm assuming they can avoid credit card fees.
When I did that, remember when we did the thing with you, Nick, the video where those guys came down from New York and the bag company?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And after the flood.
Yeah, well, we went around and did some of those videos and stuff, and they had gotten several of us local comics to do it, and they paid us. And so the guy was like, hey, I'll pay. Do you have Venmo? I was like, what? No, I have cash, though. Like, you can give me cash.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, I'll just Venmo you. So I had to go out and create an account and get it all set up. But it was easy.
But people like it. They say it's great.
Yeah. I don't know, though. That's
I've done the Google Wallet thing.
I have Google Wallet. I have Samsung Pay, so I always have my American Express card with me. So if I need gas or whatever, it's on my phone.
I just can't do that.
What worries me, though, is I saw this article about Venmo where women were stealing money from dudes because they'd be like, Joel, you're the dude, right? And I'd be like, oh, Joel, you're so hot. Let me give you my number. Hand me your phone and I'll type it in for you. And you would hand them the phone and they would pull open your Venmo real quick, transfer money to their account, type in a fake number.
Fast. Yeah.
Type in a fake number. Well, they'd be like, oh, I messed up. I mean, you could kill time for a second or talk and be like, so, you know, where y'all doing after this? And he's like, well, you know, I mean, guys are easily distracted.
Yeah.
So they would transfer Venmo money, put in a fake number and be gone.
What are you, the court reporter version of?
I don't know. I type fast.
Use a phone.
I can type fast, so you can probably knock it out pretty quick. But yeah, they were. That's man, women. You got to watch them. Bad news.
Speaking of that, too. By the way, everybody looks. And Lisa, I was showing Lisa. Kerry Champion is on the 11 a.m. Sports Center from L.A. And they had our favorite guy Brian Windhorst on today because, of course, he was talking about the only guy that's made him famous, which is LeBron. And at one point, Kerry Champion's wearing this like super short skirt, and she slides over to the side of the anchor desk, and she crosses her legs so that the knee and even like half thigh and everything is over the desk. And Wendy just kind of gets caught before they go to break, just like dead staring at her legs as they go to break. And I'm like, gotcha, because they. And then I freeze framed it. Lisa didn't like that too much.
No.
She's like, that's really inappropriate the way she... No anchor is supposed to do that. I go, yeah, I kind of figured that's what I was going to point out to you. Okay, I'll move on. Brian Windhorst, though, man.
What?
Come on. Dude's whole career has been paved by getting to be friends with LeBron when he was in high school.
Right.
Do you know where Brian Windhorst was when LeBron went to Miami?
In Miami.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what happened to Brian Windhorst when LeBron went back to Cleveland?
He moved to Cleveland.
Indeed, he did. Mm-hmm. So if LeBron goes elsewhere, he better have his U-Haul paid up, ready to go, because he'll be hitching a wagon to whatever city LeBron goes to because they feel like he's gotten in. This morning, they were talking to him about all this. The Cavs, if you missed it, had their players-only meeting, and it didn't go well, and they all pointed the finger at arguably the best player right now this year, Kevin Love.
Kevin Love defended himself, apparently.
Yeah, and then he defended himself because he left early the other day for the ABC game because he said he wasn't feeling good, and then he didn't show up for practice the next day. And so the team all felt like he was faking it. And he gave an excuse, which they bought into, I guess, and they moved on. But the thing was, it was when the way Brian Windhorst handled it was, yeah, I haven't talked to LeBron on the phone today, but when I did talk to him the last couple days, you know, we were talking about, I'm like, shut the hell up, man. If you didn't have LeBron, you have nothing.
That's true. You talk about the definition of a gravy train?
No doubt.
And that's no pun intended if you've seen him.
LeBron train
right.
is over.
Because he'd dive in.
If the LeBron train is over, though, he'll be fine. He's built enough a career now. So.
Well, yeah, he's got a gig with ESPN, so he's at least going to at least have that. And I'm sure he's made enough connects and contacts now.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But if he's smart, he better have a long-term deal. or at least a multi-year deal so that he doesn't have to live LeBron to LeBron.
He doesn't have to live
instead of paycheck, paycheck to paycheck.
He might be gone after this year.
Yeah.
He really might be.
Well, that L.A. lifestyle might be good for him, though. A little more heat.
Your boy Broussard is back on the train. He's saying he thinks he's going to leave. By the way, he listed his top 10 basketball players, and I know we have to get to your Reed Berry. Chris Broussard, his top 10 players of all time, was not a fan.
Did he say LeBron?
LeBron was number two.
Who was number one? KD?
No, no, it was Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like Stephen A. starting on this thing about changing the NBA logo to Michael
Jordan.
But
he put Shaq over Kobe, and he just, it was weird.
Just leave the logo alone.
Leave the logo alone.
Yeah, he wants to change the Jerry West logo
to Jordan?
Michael Jordan.
The Air Jordan logo?
You can't use the jump.
You can't use that.
You can't use it because it's Nike.
So then what's the point?
They'd have to find another one, but he believes that they should change the logo.
No, you shouldn't. You don't change. There's certain things that you don't change.
Right.
If you're a pro team, you change your logo.
Right.
If you are the league, you don't.
Oh, because from a, nothing is more valuable than a long stadium. I see Coca-Cola. Even see the New York Yankees, for God's sake, if you want to talk about teams that didn't change, that continue to kill it. But Dallas Cowboys, New York Yankees, Coca-Cola, people trust those logos. Don't change it. So.
Yeah, I'm with you because that's that brand recognition. And it's like you said, you trust, you know, okay, that's the NBA logo. If you start putting Jordan on there, then it's, oh, are those Jordan shoes? Is that a Jordan jersey? Is it, yeah, I think it gets too confusing. So.
No doubt about it.
You know, it's not confusing, losing weight and eating healthy.
Yep.
It's not confusing at all. And that's why Healthy Gourmet, your way, is what you guys need to jump on. If you want to eat healthy, if you want to lose weight, or you're just looking for a ready-to-heat and eat food that tastes good and it's good for you, go on over to healthygourmet.com. Log on, check it out. The meals are made from scratch, and you can customize them online. So it's really cool. You go in there, and you can pick your different options, whether you want low-carb meals, gluten-free meals, paleo meals. If you want the, if you want to add some brown rice to a meal for more carbs, you can do that as well. Tons of options that allow you to customize it. And here's the thing. I know for me, when it comes to losing weight or eating healthy, there's certain things that I want. I don't want to have to cook a lot. I don't want to have to spend a lot of time doing meal prep where I have to package up all my meals for the week. I don't want to have to drive out all the time and go get all the food because I want it convenient for me. And if you want all that, then that's what Healthy Gourmet can offer you. You log on, you customize your meals, and you can have them shipped directly to your door. They're prepackaged, ready to go. You've got your lunch, you've got your dinner, you've got your breakfast options. It could not be easier. No prep, no cooking, no driving. All there for you. Perfect solutions if you want an easy and healthy way to eat and lose weight. So log on healthygourmet.com. And look, make no mistake. These portion sizes will fill you up. I had it for breakfast this morning, added a banana to the meal, and I'm full. Same thing with lunch yesterday. I had the lasagna made with sweet potato, which is really good. And I added a banana to it. It filled me up. So that's the other thing I worry about when I diet is I don't want to be hungry all the time, and you won't be with Healthy Gourmet your way. So log on today, healthygourmet.com. When you log on, make sure you use promo code ESPN975. You'll get 10% off your order. And if you order $99 or more of food, they will ship it for free. Get on that today. It's healthygourmet.com.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.